been making whips?
Nenis have been making whips since 1846. I was taught by Brian Nenis. To my mind, he's the greatest whip maker that has ever been, living or dead.
Your whips go
everywhere. Germany, Holland, England, US, Chile, Hungary.
Why are your whips so popular?
We produce the single tail stockman's whip. They're a workman's whip. We supply the men and women in the country who use whips.
Do you ever get any unusual requests for whips from groups that might not be a conventional cowboy?
I just sent one to Catwoman in New York.
Do you get S&M groups that swear by your whips?
There are a couple of sites that have me up linked. What other people think and what other people do, none of my business.
Oh, how do you make a whip?
It's all done by hand. It's not easy work. We all have sore hands all the time.
To make a good whip, how long would it take, huh?
We have to make the belly, which is the core of the whip. Then we cut the strand, either from red hide or kangaroo hide. It then goes to the platter. At the same time, the handle makers are making handles.
I'm just teaching Andy the basic plait we use. There's a lot of work that goes into the handles, not just the plait.
How long will that last?
The lifetime of it's true as well.
And is it hard to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting, yeah. Changes every day. Different lengths of whips, different kinds of whips.
Basically, we cut them out by hand, we plait them up by hand, whether it be a 4-plait or whether it be a 24-plait.
The more the plait,
better the whip. It's like a chain. The more links in a chain, the more fluid a chain is.
Is Gail a tough one?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's really hard.
Making crackers.
What's the cracker?
It's the end that goes on the whip and it breaks the sound barrier.
What's it made from?
Baling twine.
Is there an irony in the fact that you give these back to people to go out and whip the cattle using the very hide that the cattle have come from?
The irony goes deeper than that. The bull whip originally was made by stretching the bull pizzle.
Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving. Oh,
gentlemen, the third one, the score, we're clear, headshot. Okay, here we go, folks. Fuck, let me go to my gambler. First one to hit the head.
What on earth is happening on screen?
We're bashing one another with whips.
Full contact whip fighting. Whip boxing. What's it all about?
Only headshots count. It's full contact. The head's protected by a fencer's mask and the body's protected by heavy driver bones. It's basically target work with attitude. Your target can hit back.
Well, that's scary. So you've actually got to score a hit to the head with the end of the whip. What's the end of the whip called?
The end of the whip's called a cracker. And the whip's travelling at the speed of sound. When it hits, you know, there's no way of dodging something coming so quick.
Wow. What's it like when someone's standing opposite you and literally whipping you? Is it frightening?
The natural fight or flight phenomena that takes place in the body wants you to get the hell out of there and keeps you moving backwards. But the explosion, the sonic boom of the crack of the whip going off in your face, inches from your nose, around the ears, is stunning. It's cathartic.
Your accuracy, can you whip out a candle flame or can you whip a fly out of the air?
I can take flies off walls and I can probably take the hair out of your nose for.
Alright, let's get cracking. So this is a fencing mask I'm wearing at the moment. I'm starting to feel like Ned Kelly.
Purpose made driver bones that absorb the contact. Told you I could take the hair out of your nose.
I can breathe clearly. My nose is gone. Do I get the first 10 shots in free?
You can have as many as you like. I don't think you got much of a show.
Oh, I love you, whip Gail. They're terrific, all right? Oh, how could you be so, accurate? Oh, you got me in the hand. All right, you honor critter. I'm taking you down. Have I scored yet? Really? I got a crack. I'm so glad I'm wearing protection, though.
Should always wear protection.